I am dragging like construction stuff around the city too. Cones? For no fucking reason.
Yeah, bro. She said an excavator.
I used to take cones in college.
Stop signing this shit.
Yeah. I know you did.
Yeah, I know. He was just super. You just drunk. You wake up in the morning like, why are you doing this?
You don't remember you took that stop sign out the ground?
I said, oh, they need that, huh?
A lot of people at BG always have this in my house too.
It's college.
It's a college thing, brother.
It is. I own this city.
College decorating. Not in the graveyard, bro. How the show niggas you was drinking, bro? If you ain't had the balls up there, how would they know? How will people know
I drink?
If I don't have the empty bottles to show you.
Hey, my boys would be like, I'm like, oh, you can leave the bottle here. Leave the bottle.
He said, even though I didn't drink it, bro, leave that here.
Especially if it was a nice bottle.
Yes, leave it.
Leave that rock here, bro.
Rock was a nice bottle at some point in time.
Bro, you had that shit.
Lean.
He said, call that a spread.
Man, y'all back with the BLT POD. Otherwise, the Black Lunch Table Podcast.
Black Lunch Table Podcast.
All right, man, we gonna get into that Benny with the BLT pod, man. New month,
new host,
ski mask is taking that off. It's starting to get warm out there, man. They tornadoed the city last week, but it was just a BLT letting y'all know we here. We gonna get into these introductions, man. To the right, man. Darius, say something.
Darius, no rookie. Y'all know what it is. Y'all know. Ski mask. He also serves as the weatherman of the BLT. The other day he had to wake me up because of that tornado. Had me on the porch looking around, saying this ain't even a real storm type shit. So, you know what I mean, like, so y'all was worried for no reason. If y'all ever worried about any of the weather stuff, just tap into Ski Mask, because his day job is weatherman Moore.
Sir, and two across from me. Excuse me. Chance, say what's up to the people.
He said 2 miles straightforward.
Reporting from straightforward. At Grandpa Chan 2 minutes. Yeah, that's one thing about tornadoes. I was texting y'all, like, and maybe some of y'all have a clear plan. And if you do, please text it to me.
Yeah,
I don't. I don't have.
Hey, we were making too many jokes. Like, niggas was not serious if there was a real tornado.
I just like woke up and I was like, oh, bro, if it's really a tornado, what do I do? Like, do I really need to get in the bathroom? Like,
yeah.
I
was
like, do I actually need to do that?
Laying
in the tub. Like, I was
in the tub,
bro. Because I'm like,
in the tub with it. Hey, you think? You take a picky, say in the tub with it.
In the tub too. He said lethal in the trenches with my niggas.
In the tub.
That's crazy. Tornado my op now.
Yeah.
Weather my op.
But it's also crazy that is something that can like really take us away.
Yes.
And we were in the chat cracking jokes.
Yeah. Seems been destroyed. Like,
Lauren, niggas has been alive for 30 years.
Yeah, bro. Tornado vets. I seen tornado. Yeah. Bro.
There's never been a tornado hit before.
It really hasn't. They be trying to always talk about it. Now it's going to touch down. Don't.
Nigga.
Don't.
When I tell you, I heard the sirens. I'm like, yeah, that's not real. And went back to sleep, bro.
Yeah.
Right? Back to sleep. It said warning.
My girlfriend's panicking.
The sirens are going on.
We are in the danger zone.
She said, what are you
going
to do? I'm like, now I'm going to go back to sleep.
Fight it.
She says it's either coming or it ain't. What am I going to do?
Bro, I got to go work in a shower, bro. I'm like, let me sleep, bro.
This ain't going to be no work. We're going to be there.
Somebody got to show up.
Yeah, man. If y'all want a storm chase, I'm doing that around 2026, so I'll keep y'all posted. And to the left, O'Shea, say something.
Yes, sir, man. It's I don't know why I go by these days, man.
Goshen.
On the Goshen.
On the Goshen, man. But Coastal. Most important, ooh, Coastal.
Coastal with it.
Coastal O'Shea.
Yeah, man.
I don't know. But, you know, I'm BLT 100% because I'm telling you bitches. You know what I fucking tell you.
Yeah, baby. All right, man. Like we said, we got a lovely episode for y'all today. Hope y'all marching into a new month and going
like that
very well. But Chan, if you can call the action for me.
Hey, man. One thing I was looking at recently, I feel like we are approaching the age where we have to start playing cards. And so I don't know what card game we gonna start
Uno.
With.
You said Pinochle.
Uno.
I heard they changing the rules on that.
Uno. I'm good with
they be trying to tweet out the rules. Uno officially tries to tweet out the rules, but like, who gives a fuck?
Yeah, we are gonna have to have like a card table.
It's coming soon.
No, it is coming.
Coming soon. We're getting
I just don't see why.
Uno I ain't playing can't space fit though. That. I'm not
why
playing
can't
space.
We just keep Uno?
It could be. I'm not saying it can't be Uno. I'm just saying I feel like we're gonna go through
your
cards.
Your parents grew up playing spades
and Pinochle
and all that shit.
Gin Rummy,
euchre, Rummy, all that. I grew up playing Uno. So it would make sense that Uno would just be the card game that I play.
I hear you.
Because I know that.
Honestly, I prefer Uno over like poker. I have no interest in poker. I'm like, try to play poker. Just poker doesn't move me.
Strip Uno.
Strip Uno.
Yeah, nasty.
He said, "What us for?" He said, "BLT strip Uno."
Where the girls at?
He said, "Hey, they ain't coming. We can still play though."
Honestly, I just want to be able to say we have a card game. I thought it's cool to be like, "Hey, we got card."
He said, "No, I got cards tonight. Actually, I can't come."
He said, "Really?" He said, "Men just want to sit around the table
and just talk." He said, "Play your hand." He said, "Nah."
So we playing cards. Y'all talking? Said, "Bro, we playing."
I don't even know how like to get the lighting, but I want the lighting to be just over the table. You know how it be? Like it's like the green table, you can feel circular.
It, yeah,
I'm about to be right here.
But then it zoom in on you when you start telling your story.
Yeah. Looking at my cards all serious. Like, yeah, I feel like that's what I need. So while you listen to playing your cards, you listen to the BLTPOD, you know, throw on some podcasts, get some laughs, get some jokes. I say this a lot, but I really started noticing some of y'all is using my jokes, and like you don't have to give me no credit. It's fine. But just know I know. Anytime you say a joke that I know you got off me, or you know I started that joke, just know I know, bro.
Yeah.
So if you need some jokes on the podcast, just use them, bro. It's cool. It helps you out.
It sound like it's annoying. It sound like a supervisor. He's like, just want to let y'all know I do know what is going on, and we will get to the bottom of it. And bro, when you hear those words, it just sound, oh, it could be any day.
Feel they guilty, bro. This shit
out. Hey, but how you gonna pull it out? Yeah, if we out at a bar or something, you hear someone really doing your whole setup, your
crazy
whole punchline, everything. Like, how you gonna pull up on?
I've done that. I didn't pull up on him. I pulled up on the girl he was talking to. I was like, "So you got that joke from me?"
Hey, he said "Dirty Mac and extraordinaire."
I was just Dirty Mac. I was like, "I think I got that joke."
You
from
finished
me, bro.
The joke for him.
Yeah, bro.
Think fast.
Think fast.
Think fast. Think fast.
All right, man. First topic of today: fear.
Fear.
What is one fear that y'all have or had in your childhood that you still carry with you today?
Getting stuck in an elevator.
Oh, that's real.
I remember I was moving Maria the other week, and like we were in the elevator, and I'm just thinking like, if this froze and there's no phone number, like, or nothing, and I'm like, obviously you just called 911, but I'm just thinking, how long is it gonna take them to get here? And these cops pulling up don't know how to get me out of the elevator. Yeah. They're here for the pit, but think about it, they're not trained to get me out of the. So then they have to call the elevator. Like it's just, I don't think I'm claustrophobic, but a situation like that, I immediately am like. Bro, and so like just and being and you know how long it takes sometimes as it's taken, like it would say four, so it would say four and then another like 7-8 seconds before it actually like stopped on four. And I'm like, what if it just stops between
right there? Let me ask you something. I want to give you a scenario because we were actually talking about this at work this week because one of our coworkers got stuck in the elevator. You were stuck in the elevator for they're saying estimated time around up to 1.5-2 hours. But like, let's just say the elevator is stuck in a way where that they're not advising this because they haven't been there yet, but it looks like you can crawl.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah. But if
like you crawl to the next level, like,
any way you can crawl,
there's like
you have
a gap
to
where it's
out.
Like you could crawl out, but you risk the fear of if it drops again, it'll cut you in half.
Do you think you're doing that or you're just going to wait?
I'll wait, bro.
I'm probably going to wait, bro. Unless they're saying it's going to be some extended amount of time.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm going to wait because. If I get out of, and you know, in the movies, you see the elevator shafts. If I get out, I have to also try and pry these doors open.
No.
And then what if I get out and I can't pry them open? And now I'm panicked because I'm in this vast. Yeah.
My hands are sweating already.
So what happened, they said like in the 90s.
They crawled out?
In the 90s, one of the associates tried to crawl out, moved, boom.
Yeah, bro.
It's just wild, dangerous, bro.
I just don't want to go out that way. And I already feel I'm trapped. I'm about to go out.
Let's just wait. Yep.
I'm just going to wait for my demise.
Yeah. As I like, so like my job to do construction shit. And as I've learned more, bro, elevator shit is mad complicated, bro. It's like wild. It's wild.
Like the way it works.
Put an elevator in there because it's so dangerous. Because it's basically, you're just in a metal box that's free falling. And it's just like
on the cable.
Yeah, by the grace of engineering and physics, you're not.
Yeah,
dead
bro.
Every time,
but you know, like in Final Destinations and shit, when you see like they don't know that they haven't checked this in a while, and like this thing has been in here for a minute, and this
and that's how the elevator warranty.
Elevators have fail safes for your fail safes, though.
Yeah, they have warranty.
Oh, okay.
Shit.
So like,
you won't really hit the bottom.
Like three fail safes.
Codes,
no, there's math fail safes.
So like for it to fail.
It means it was your time.
Yeah.
It means niggas wasn't checking it. That's the thing. It's not. It's newer buildings. You probably straight. It's these old buildings
bro.
Niggas, the code.
But you gotta
check
years. But I also just think about like just human error within a job. Where like the guy who goes in and he's tired at the end of the night. And he's like, oh, check.
That's why
he just
right
didn't
before.
Do his job.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And on the paperwork it said he did it. But like you know how people get it. It's 12 o'clock. They gotta go home.
Yeah, bro. Last elevator.
Oh.
He had to cover Bill's elevator because Bill had a kid. So
he's worked a 12-hour shift. He's worked a 12-hour shift and he's just check.
You just forgetting.
That's and how then it's happened, like, yeah, bro. I'm sorry. Yeah. I get fired, but I'm gone.
That's how it happened, bro.
Nah, bro.
That's how that, nope. All
so
that
like,
shit. Like,
for example, those towers are the over there, those campus ones. Mm-hmm. So they probably have to regularly check those,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Maintenance. Yeah. Email, I mean, elevator warranties are like short. It's like months. Like, they answer that shit like every 6 months, bro.
Yeah.
Especially because, like I said, it's so many different fail safes where it's like, if you're going up 100 floors, that's 100 floors worth of fail safes, bro. Mm-hmm. One of them fuck up, you could be stuck in there. Like, yeah. And like Derek said, bro, it could be hours, but you gotta like really, it's like only three niggas could fix mm-hmm. elevators. It's not no. mad elevator fixing yeah. niggas, bro. Like,
what, then the light go out.
Yeah. So what about, do you guys, I don't know if you guys remember being in Cine Center, but remember their elevator, you could see everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Does that maybe, would yeah, that change?
That would make me feel better.
Those okay. are more fun.
Yeah. Simply because one, the glass, mm-hmm. I might break the glass.
Yeah.
But two,
yeah, let me out.
But like me just thinking this many people may be trying to help me.
Yeah.
Cause like think about it, if you go to an elevator, you push the button, it doesn't work. Yeah. Then there's another one.
Yeah.
You're not thinking this one's stuck. You just so yeah, if everybody keeps coming and this one never opens, they're not thinking there's people stuck in that one. No. They're just like, I'm gonna get on this one.
Yeah.
But if you can see me in it,
yeah, it's like, all right, stop like, hitting the buttons.
I feel less claustrophobic yeah. to see stuff.
Yeah, that's right.
Glass elevator is also fancier. I yeah. always feel fancier looks, when oh, I'm yeah. in a glass elevator.
Yeah. But
I just
feel like I, oh, for some reason, me. Being in the elevator, yeah. I don't feel dope. But me elevating while y'all sitting down there watching me, he said, look up at me, you peasants.
Be able to look down at y'all while I'm getting higher.
That's easier to recover you.
Yeah. I feel just like I'm really running shit when I'm
yeah.
in there.
Yeah.
Similar mm-hmm. one to that, and I still have this, bro. Anytime a plane takes off or lands, I'm like, this could be it, bro.
Which is really real.
This could be it, bro. And it's like almost irrational to a point where I'm like so relieved every time. Like, thank God, bro. Because like when it's flying, I really don't think about it because I'd be like half asleep. Mm-hmm. But like when it's like, you know,
when it hits the ground,
and we got to
like
land.
Maybe this is something like, I don't know if this is true or not, but I feel like air pilots, like pilots, are much more cool with turbulence. Where they'll be like, we got some light turbulence, and this shit really be rocking.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, bro, y'all said light. And I just feel like when you be landing, you'd be like, doom.
Yeah.
Be like, fuck, you could die.
Do you think this is a stupid question, but do you think we feel the turbulence more because we're in the back, like more to the back of the plane?
Honestly, or is it just. You might be right.
I mean, I think I also know. We
or
feel
the turbulence is bad.
I think I it's like both. It is bad. And I think also we feel it more. I think we feel it more too because we're not driving. Like, you know how if I'm driving and we start hydroplaning, I'm in control.
Yeah.
But if I'm in the passenger seat and my boy is hydroplaning, I'm thinking this is the end.
Bro. Let me go.
Even
let
if
go.
I don't have control of the car, because I'm in control, I
we're
think
good.
That
we're good.
We're good. Hey, we're gonna be good.
We're even because I'm driving.
We swerving in the oncoming lane, everything. I'm like, no, we straight. We straight.
At least I'm swerving.
Yeah. It's better me than him. So I think
when they pull the planes up and they're going like this, I never believe the plane's actually pulling up. I'm like, you don't have control.
I don't even make it to there when I'm on a plane.
I was
bro.
On a plane once out. Where the little mask came down. Mm-hmm. After that,
what?
I thought that was it, bro.
Was oh.
It was like turbulence. It wasn't
yeah,
like a
yeah,
heated.
But still,
it was,
that's enough.
But yeah, it was like
I've never seen the mask
out.
Come
yeah.
down.
Oh, yeah, bro.
That's
I thought that was it, bro. I'm like,
oh, that was it.
Oh, shit.
I'm dying today.
This is what they've been explaining to you.
Yeah, they say
every time you
hey, when I say I put my shit on first.
I'm not afraid of the dark. But I'm hey, afraid of the.
That makes sense.
That's definitely.
That I'm afraid
sense.
Of the shapes that I see still in the dark.
Okay.
It was
okay.
In the dark.
Yeah. That's good. That's a good one.
So it's like I could walk through the house with the lights off. Yeah. That's fine. It's just like, oh, what is that in that corner?
He's like, I haven't moved and he hasn't.
He said, but the house not empty. That's the problem.
So like when my room is dark and I can like see that my chair is like a body or like also I sleep mad crazy too. So when I wake up half sleep, it's like, oh fuck, bro.
It's like, ooh. You see that movie in Crumpin'?
Yeah. It's just that I don't know what that shape is over there. That's scary.
That's
not
real.
Yeah, that's real.
Second one is I'm still afraid of water. Not afraid. I can
big
swim.
Bodies of water.
I can
have,
swim.
You'd have respect for water.
I have respect for the water. Yeah. So like even pools, I'm like, nah, I don't feel like playing in this pool.
Yeah, because.
I feel that way about the ocean.
Yes.
I recently was in the ocean. I'm like, this is really peaceful.
Water
and
is
cool,
massive.
Bro.
Wow.
Water is unforgiving.
As soon as something hit my foot, I'm like, never mind.
Yeah. But I also think when you add in like water in the dark.
Yeah.
Like, you know, have you ever been on a boat?
Bro,
like,
yes, being we went out to the beach at night. I was like, oh, absolutely
no.
not, bro.
It's an abyss that is
so. Hear the story. There was a cruise ship maybe a few weeks ago. Some like guy jumped off.
Oh, that's wild dangerous.
And like, they're making content, but he jumped off the ship.
He died.
He didn't die.
That's what he could.
But at nighttime?
Yeah.
Oh, they had to look for him?
Yeah, they had to find him and look for him. But it's like.
The helicopter had to come, right?
Yeah. Or they probably sent out.
They have life boats off the boat. That's your life.
I would panic.
But it's like.
If I'm next to a.
What did you think that I can save you? Or that you didn't get swept up by a current? Or like.
Where are your friends?
There's animals. There's animals in this water.
We're in the real ocean, bro.
Yeah.
This is the real ocean, bro.
There's animals. There's fish. There's like things in this water.
It's over.
That's ready to grab you, dog.
Yeah, like one story you're never going to ever hear about Darius is like, oh, yeah, he was out at sea for 20 days.
He said, stop it right there.
No, you're not. It didn't happen.
Out at sea.
It's like, oh, he fell off the boat. So I'm gone.
Yeah. Bro.
You can look for me if you want. I'm gone.
It was such a vibe, bro. We was in Puerto Rico for my frat brother's wedding. After the wedding, we had this resort. It's on the beach. We ever go to the beach for a night. So I'm like, cool. I get out there. I said, oh, nah. No.
You didn't get in the water?
You know, like, it never ends, don't
you? You start hearing it. You're like, oh, nah, bro. It's like mad big ocean out there. You can't see. It's no lights out there, bro.
No,
it's like you see like beach darkness. I'm like, oh, yeah, nah.
It's really dark out.
But it's still like a vibe. Yeah, cool, we up.
Because in the OC and Laguna Beach and the TV show, the night beach is cool. It's a vibe. It's music. Yeah. People chilling. But when it's really dark out there, bro, no staff, no night guard.
That's why I think it's weird when, like, if you jump off of that cruise ship, I think it's even scarier that a chopper has to shine a light on you.
Yeah.
And then come get you. Like, and then it really shows, like, you are in this massive body of, like,
what
large
Bimbo
water.
Said, you pulled up out of burn. You chose to die. You was trying to die today, bro. Yeah. You jumped in that ocean trying to kill
Clinton
yourself,
Bay
bro.
Freaked me out, too, when I ran near that pier.
Yeah.
That, bro, when we drive to it, the like, it's too much for me. It's too much, bro.
It's deep, but you don't, like, shit really is deep out here, bro. Yeah. Like, it sound dumb, but it's like,
it ain't
bro,
that deep. It's like, it's
bro,
deep.
If you in the ocean and you start going down, you going down for a minute.
Yeah.
Not on some like 6 foot pool shit where you can just touch the bottom, push up like
they were saying
bro.
Yesterday. Like these kids learned how deep the ocean is. I'm sure they're like having. I'm like, oh, you guys learned about it, but like, wait until you ask. Like, I actually grasp the idea that you cannot go down there,
bro. Yeah. What's crazy? I remember it was just recently I was watching the West Wing. Like when you look at a map, you're like, bro, it's just all ocean.
Ocean,
all water,
mad
bro.
Water, bro.
If it wants to be flooded, it can.
Yeah, but when you think about like, oh, niggas live here, but like it's mad places on Earth,
deeper than the tallest mountain.
Just
bro,
that's water.
Just
even
water.
Even just water. The depth of the peak of this house to the ground is like that's a pretty
that's
deep.
A lot. That's deep.
That's a deep.
Like, bro, it's niggas will tell you every single kind of fucking bird in Ohio, but still niggas talk about the ocean. Be like, what's down there? Like, I don't know.
Yeah. Worst part about floods too is that like even if it does get to land where we're at, like we ain't getting like clean salt water. We're getting like the
dirty
the
sludge.
So like
water.
Yeah,
water.
That shit water. In my eye, bro. He said, why'd you open your eyes? I was looking for Channing. I was looking for my friend. You like.
In Toledo, because we're talking about water. Well, you got that same river that flows through VG. We call it Pooh River.
What is that?
Isn't it the Black Swamp?
It's the mud.
Y'all might call it.
Where's it? How's it flow? Like, where? How's it?
Flows,
he said
it's stagnant.
It flows into the Maumee River.
Oh, okay.
Or Maumee,
it's a tributary.
Lake, but it's like, or it's the Maumee River. Then it flows into the.
There might be a lake too, though.
It flows. I don't know what bay it flows into, but it's like, we call it Pooh River because it's just brown.
Brown, bro. It's nasty. Yeah. I think off of what Shaq said too, like, even with the darkness, I think like, darkness outside that's quiet, like if you out camping, like that kind of darkness is also just even more scary. Cause
I'm afraid of, have we talked about this? I'm afraid of deer, but in general,
wait,
I never told you this. I'm terrified of deer, bro. I got chased by some deer in college.
Oh,
I think, yeah, oh, yeah, I remember, yeah, they were standing, standing up on the thing.
I don't play around with deer, but in general, I like it kind of like the ocean where it's like I just have respect for critters and animals where it's like. I feel like some niggas see like you ever see like a raccoon and you're like, ooh, that shit's big.
Yeah.
Like it's like a big rat, bro.
Yeah.
And it's like, you think that, oh, it's running away, but like, I have this fear of like, every time I open a dumpster that like a possum or a raccoon's
going to be just chilling
and jump out.
They'd
and
be it, outside too.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. I'll be driving back. At,
yeah.
And
rabies
that's
and what I'm really afraid of is I'm going to open this dumpster. It's going to be like a family of possums.
You scared to get rabies?
And they're going to jump right.
That used to be a childhood fear. I'm going to get rabies.
I saw Cujo when that dog got them rabies.
Yeah, still think. I
never actually like searched like past like the rabies part. I just, the rabies was good enough to know like not to do it, but it's like.
The word is pretty good.
Yeah, like what actually happens to you?
Now I think you'll be fine. Fever.
You don't foam at the mouth.
Oh, yeah, we have like you probably get.
Well, you don't you be foaming at the mouth though, right?
If you get it real, I mean, if you get rabies and you just untreat it for weeks, yeah, eventually you'll probably start foaming.
I don't know why I feel like you get bit by the dog or the raccoon, and all of a sudden it's like he said, bro. He said, put him down. He said,
niggas start trying to hoist him up. He said, show me, Shaq.
He said, put him down.
Nah, it's just like you get like an infection. It's like you get fever and shit. You get tetanus. You get lockjaw too.
But I always thought they stole them in the mouth.
That's my dad, real son, so I know about credit. But yeah, I heard just like, you ever just like see like a fucking like them videos where it's like, oh, it's a mountain lion in their backyard, and people are like, that's so funny. I'm like, that would scared the fuck out of me. Bro.
Guess what? He's or she is comfortable of being right there. He'll be back.
Or it's like, oh, look at this coyote I found on my fucking ring camera. I'm like, I don't think that's cute, bro. I'm like not. Terrified of a coyote, but if I saw a coyote in the morning,
you're terrified.
I'd go right back inside, bro.
I feel like it's like we're terrified of the reason why they're there.
Bro.
Because of like we thought that all animals were actually cute and cuddly, and that was the real thing.
Exactly.
It's like, oh, didn't
no, they are hunters.
But it's like, yeah, they're here because like there's probably food around,
and or they're hungry.
And I don't think he alone.
Yeah,
I think
he's
it's
not.
More him. I think
he
if
brave
I see
enough.
One coyote in my mind is six of them.
Yes.
Somewhere.
But coyote also are like
the
there's some aggressive.
That's what I'm saying. Like he's small, but like I'm not fucking with him, bro. Like nah, I'm going back at home.
Yeah.
They said you're not coming to work today. I said no. Mm-hmm. It's a coyote in my driveway.
Bro,
so.
Anything that's funny. Cause that's why I think like when it comes to like animals or like anything like water, like anything like that versus humans, we're gonna lose because like we are just naturally just scared of it. Like there was a dead bird by the door. And I couldn't get into work. I was just like, bro, he's still alive. And I know when I get close, he gonna move.
Yeah, no. We have
where am I gonna go?
We have a couple big advantages over animals in terms of like intelligence and thumbs and shit. But in terms of like brute force with animals, in terms of like animal, we are like mad. We be like a third tier.
Think about it, bro. You don't have to even do anything. Just look because
we
different.
Don't have to. So we don't have no
weapons. Like, just look a certain way, and we think you are unstoppable.
Yeah, they got weapons on their back, bro.
Like you said, possums. It's like you just look crazy, but they don't do anything, right? They except eat trash? Yeah.
They hiss, though.
They hiss. Yeah. But they're like big rats. Okay. They're just big, but they just look like big ass rats with red ass eyes and shit.
But I do believe if we were built where we had to survive every day, like, I think
we'd be eating them.
I think niggas could take some animals down for
no,
sure.
No, we're smart.
I think it's because we don't know what they're going to do. Yeah. But if after a while you realize, like, you know how people who live out in the country, they're like, oh, don't worry. That's just like a critter. They grab it off the tail. You just smack them on the head like that.
No, we could beat them. My story is more so the, it's always the Planet of the Apes scenario where it's like, if they were not as dumb as us,
if they had our intelligence,
we don't eat half of it, we'd be fucked.
Yeah, we don't eat apes.
Because that's the thing. We're just so much smarter than this world. We're like 100 times smarter.
I ran over Squirtle the other day, bro.
Like, it's nothing. Know what a car is,
but I was like, bro, come on,
that's dark.
I said, bro, stop.
Yeah, like,
I couldn't stop, but he's like, bro, come on.
Yeah,
I said, I hope he misses my other tire. Then I was like, I'm like, damn it,
it do be dark when you run over us.
Like, yeah, bro, I'm like, that nigga had a life,
took his life,
bro.
I ain't had to do that, bro.
Mm-hmm. But he did it to himself.
They said, What happened to Sam? I said, he's running across the street,
Sammy Squirrel,
yeah,
squishy,
hey, that's
squishy, he flattened.
All right, man. Next topic. What is your game plan if you fall in love with a woman that has a job and you're going to become a stepfather?
I'm going to let y'all know right now, I'm at an age where if I could be a stepfather today with a woman who makes decent money.
Stepped up.
He's talking about the father, the one who just stepped up.
The
one who stepped up. I could easily be a stepfather and take care of. Depend on the kids, though. That does depend.
That's huge.
Wait, repeat that one more time so our viewers can hear this.
I said, at that point, I'm at the age where I would be fine with being a stepfather with a woman who makes money.
Yeah, that's why I threw the job in there.
That's what I'm saying. A woman who makes money.
I hope who is listening.
Now, I would not be a stepfather to a woman who did not make money.
Oh, shit.
You got to take care of her.
I can't do both.
I can't do both.
That actually makes sense. I like that.
If she's making money, where I could be a stay-home stepfather.
You might have took a shot, though. At some
I win at life. And all I have to do is cook. I like cooking. I got to clean a house. I like cleaning.
He said spick and span, baby.
I could do that in the morning and have the rest of the day to myself.
Hey, man. I see on the games.
I win at life right there at that point. I win. But again, let me clarify this. She has to be making good money. I cannot work. I'm not getting a part-time job.
I am not
DoorDash.
I'm not leaving here.
Know your worth, King.
Supplemental income. I'm doing none of that. Her job is enough to support me staying at home and watching her two kids. Preaching. Maximum two kids.
Sure, they got two kids.
I just
assume so. I feel like it's weird being a stepdad with just one kid.
Because then you can step in and say, now we both got one. So you got equal stake in the house.
I have a kid.
No. I'm saying like, if you have a kid with her, now y'all, but you both hold one, so you got like real stake.
Right. I didn't think
but
about
two
that.
Kids, it's like, ain't none of this yours, bro.
Yeah.
The crib ain't yours. This money ain't yours. These kids ain't yours.
I think having a kid with her makes the situation easier.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I think it's
now you get stake in.
Yeah. I don't want stake. Though. I think making
it. I don't want to be able to leave.
I think it'd be too easy for you to have a kid with her to stay around. Yeah, you'll stay around because of your kid.
Because you have to. Now you're going to definitely raise both.
Everything's of hers as far as her. Children?
You want an exit plan.
Yeah. It gives me an exit plan, but again, if she's making the money for me to stay home and be a stepfather.
Hey, you siphoning from the account though.
I would never do that.
Eating your food in her house though.
I'm too good, bro. Like I win. Why would I fuck up my situation? And I think that's the problem with you niggas. That's the problem with you niggas.
That's the problem with you niggas.
You niggas is fucking up y'all situations. When it's already laid out for you.
Mm-hmm.
Cause you want more.
He said greedy. You're being greedy.
You're being greedy.
He said want everything in abundance. Yeah. It's like,
all
right.
And she's making money for me to stay home. Shut up. All I have to do is watch. I'll drop it down to one kid. Her one kid. And he's cool. Or she's cool. Or they're cool. Whatever it is. I'm straight, man.
I don't want to see like the power dynamic that when she's like, I said I wanted mustard. You're like, I'll be right back.
I ain't gonna. You
at the barbecue. She said, I said I wanted mustard.
Hey, brother, I don't want to like.
She said, should I go fix my plate?
I don't want to sell my soul, but my nigga, like.
She said, I'll be right back.
I did forget her mustard. I'll be back.
I said, Shaq, stop.
Bro, he running. He moving fast, yeah. too.
Pull him aside. I said, Shaq, bro, what's you good, bro? You,
he said, nah, everything's good, bro. Like, honestly, like.
She just really liked mustard. I just want to make sure she have it. But I got you, bro. Like,
he said, I feel like she could have got. She ain't got up once.
Nah, I don't think I'd be no.
Like, nah, you know, nah, just.
Sky's limit, bro.
When you want to do it, it don't feel that way.
Like, nah, nah, it's not at all.
Be doing. I don't care.
Damn. What I'm going to do is evil. So I'm going to literally make the kids like love me. More than my thing is to win over the kids.
It's a villain.
So then that way, like if you know, it's like if shit hits the fan, it's like I make them choose between her and you know.
Obviously, you should go with your kids.
You should go with your blood, but like that should make. But like me being the stepfather, I should be playing up here.
I miss Ryan, Mom. Why did you do that to him? Why couldn't you just keep it together? He was so cool.
He was so cool. Right, and the rest of their life, they resent their mom the rest of their life because Ryan ain't around no more.
Yeah, yeah, that's all I want
to
do.
Ryan used to take us to the fucking skate park. Yeah. I would never take us, Mom. Fucking Dylan sucks.
He said, watch this pop shove it. Shove it, Mom.
I'm going to tell her, too.
That next week she date
pop shove it, Mom.
Yeah.
Pop shove it, Mom.
That's why she fell in love. He said, I just want to impact your kids. I want to change your kids' lives.
Hey, little Mike, you want to go to skate park? Fuck you, Kyle. That's Ryan's thing. She said, I'll give you a pop shove it.
Pop shove it.
He said, I don't know why he don't like me. He said, you're not Ryan. Sorry.
That's funny. I mean, I'm like, we're at the age, like, they would have to be a very young kid, honestly. I feel like to me, it would just have to be very young. Because
not too young, though.
No, but I feel like...
Yeah,
no,
I mean, no, you but just I, had that baby.
Well, not on, just had down, it, but I feel down. Like young enough where it's like all of my influence is the influence. Because everything else is kind of like, I don't want to play that pitter because we're not talking about baby daddy. We're not bringing that up. And I feel like that is like one of the main pieces that I don't want to deal with. But I feel like if you left early enough, then it's like, you probably ain't coming back.
Mm-hmm.
And so then it's like, okay, now it's I can just take this and mold it to how... But if you're like so 8 years old or nine, it's like, you already talking that shit. And like, you say, well, my daddy, like, I don't... I'm not.
He said, "My daddy be your ass."
He said, "It's my daddy house." I said, "No, he don't pay no bills."
Come here. On, Uncle. Take one kid to say, "My dad gonna whoop your ass."
Hey, what, yeah, that's what I'm saying. What that dude y'all had on the screen last night?
Yo, my daddy whoop your ass.
Yeah, so I feel like it would just the good job and all that aside, I feel like it would just have to be at an early enough stage where it's like you were still, because you know, even kids, like, they're still excited about things, they're still wide eyed. But once they get to a certain point, they just start thinking they understand and know everything. Where I'm like, I'm not going through hell to be with your mama.
What is a baby daddy named Darius too? He's not around, but he got the same name.
That's crazy.
He spelled the same way.
Yeah. You know what's insane?
Oh man, wow, right. I don't even like people with my name.
That much disrespect by the same name, because it's like, unless he can decipher the two, it's like, oh, we got worse Ryan over here. It's like, yeah, damn, nigga. Like,
hey, he said you goofy Darius.
I don't even know if I would like dating a girl who was like, my last boyfriend's name was Channing too. I'm like,
I feel like my ego don't like
that. I can call you something else. See, that's the issue.
It's my name.
You call that nigga someone.
He said he's older than you. He said it's still my name.
I'm Channing. Fuck that nigga, bro.
Nigga can't have another Shaquan. Really.
Right? It feels weird.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Hey, you looking at her phone, you see her scroll, it says Shaquan M, Shaquan, like
Shaquan A N M.
Hey, yeah, get rid of the middle school context, but continue.
I hope that's high school. I know you ain't talking to another nigga named Chad. I honestly, as much as I do like kids, I'm definitely closer to Darius. Like, I just feel like my problem, and this is going to sound mean, is that, like, it's not that I couldn't take care of the kids. It's just that, like, I am not going to be in dad mode as quickly as you want me to be.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
And so it's just going to be like, I'm not going to be one to take that responsibility on.
Right.
Talk. And so I'm going to be cool with you. And me and the kid, cordial, we cool.
Yeah.
But especially, like I said, if he's young, it's easier because I can just make it seem like I'm
cool. It's almost like a joke.
What if the kid's like, I don't know, like 16, 17, 18?
I'm going to wait till he leaves.
16, 17, 18. Only thing that's cool with that, it depends, does he live at home? Or are we talking about like, he's out of the house? Like,
that boy got this. But it's like, does it make a difference?
The issue with if he's old enough where it's like, might not like me, but we can just like not interact and it's fine. Because the issue with like a 12-year-old is that you gotta bring a 12-year-old
true
around.
For a minute.
If that nigga's 17, he would bitches, he be doing gone. His own thing. We both doing the same shit. We running the same play. He's somewhere else. Like, in Gahanna running the play. So like,
and you just not staying in the way. But like what you just said too, I feel like if they're at a certain age, it's almost like the best I'm gonna be is a great uncle.
Yeah.
Like, man, that's the relationship. But if they're very young, I could almost take on the father. Like,
the best. I could be a good uncle.
I can be a great uncle. Like, no, but the way I'm gonna feel about the kid, but if they're young enough where I really give them influence and they do things I do, I'll feel like it's I'm the real the step.
Because she's like, right now she's like, he's 10, he's like, go talk to him. He like fighting in school.
See, I wouldn't fight.
You think it's a good idea to like go ahead and get somebody else pregnant and like have your own kid?
He said, just so in that way, it's like, she a stepmom?
Yeah, because like then it's like, all right, you going, I don't know.
So he said that it's the best idea to go ahead and get somebody else.
And this is something, and this is no shade. Like y'all do this. But I do think a lot of times when I talk to people who have kids, mm-hmm. they come at you heavy with the, well, I'm a mom, well, I'm a dad, I got kids shit. So if you have your own kid, you have more leap, like more cachet, where I feel like they're not respecting you if you don't have a kid.
They don't. Like they said, well, you don't know what it's like.
Any idea you have, they don't like, they cut you. Well,
I don't know how to respond.
Yeah, you can't come back from that.
Yeah, so I'm like, I'm not going to try.
He said, well, I got a dog named Pooch.
He said, well, I told you that he doesn't eat Nutella. It's like, all right. Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. I gotta just do what you say.
Get out.
So that's why I'm not trying. Get out.
You're right. You're right. I would take the criticism pretty hard.
Get
I'm like,
out.
Yes, there's no way. You stupid, bro. Off.
She's
off
throwing third, the Nutella at you.
That's off third link too. Yeah. Get out.
I said no Nutella. Get out. All right. I thought the bro liked you. Bro said he liked hazelnut. I don't know.
Hey, what
bro.
You say, Almadine? You.
She said, Shaq, leave a PlayStation and big screen here.
I broke my lease to stay here.
Right.
I ain't got nowhere to go.
She made you leave all the game systems at her crib. She said, that's all that stuff, the gear, leave it.
And that's another thing, too. I don't need you parenting me. Like, I'm the kid.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's another thing I would see was really going to bother
you parenting me.
But she's going to and she makes some money, bro.
And some women, I'll take that.
Yeah.
If I'm just the one kid. If you ain't got no kid and you just babying me, that's cool. But you're not treating me the same way you treat him. I don't like
that. We both don't get the same cereal box. I get the big box.
That's what I'm saying. I don't like you making us both cereal. Yeah, I don't like that. If you guys making me a bowl of cereal.
What if she's the type to, you know, some, I don't know. Just what I'm seeing.
She says some unwed mothers.
Yeah. Treat their kid better than the,
hell no.
Than the.
The significant other. He got fly ass jumps. All the time. Like she, honestly, like, this is more so me parenting thing. I just don't believe in spending that much money on baby clothes.
No.
Like, niggas be blowing like baby J's are cute for a picture, but to actually buy them for wearing, it's just so...
Like, you ain't about to tell me in 6 months, oh, he gotten so big already.
Exactly.
I know.
Exactly.
At this point, you keep telling me to buy these shoes. These booties.
Howard?
Yes.
When you're listening right now?
You hold them clothes, big dog.
Yeah.
For real, though.
Don't
throw them shits away.
For real, though.
That's why we all got to stagger.
Yeah, stagger. That's why it can't be the same.
He's got too many people in the same group living in the same city. Yes.
That's crazy.
He said that crib.
Good call.
That stroller.
Yeah,
that's all that. Do not throw that away.
Yeah.
Now,
Them Nike boots, the Nike booties.
Now, if we got to get a storage unit to put
that's
it
fine.
In,
hey, I'll throw it on that. Baby stuff for BLT.
All the little toys. With
said the BLT. Too many people in the group for us to not have that shit already.
Not much. Them books will get used.
Yeah.
Do not throw them out.
Do not use
them, bro.
Yeah.
That's what
After the pod, throw that in the chat.
I don't like the whole, like, and it's such a cliche joke on Twitter, but like, the nigga you was with did you wrong, so now you dating your son. He the fly nigga in your life. I don't like competing with your son in that term. Where it's like, my son said he wanted front, so I bought him front. So like, your son is 12.
12,
why
bro.
He got grills? Like, what the
fuck? Yeah, that's crazy. I actually, that's gonna actually make me
that
leave
would bother
you.
Me because I would, like,
I would
not
actually
trust
leave
you
the way you're dressing your son. I'll give you a week. If I see this nigga, like, obviously, like, I get it, he gonna be swagging, like, whatever, blah blah blah.
Fly to me.
But like, the things that you picked out for him,
you don't want to wear.
And if I even see anything just kind of ridiculous, I'm like, oh, this is not gonna
let's
work.
Put it this way, bro.
Yeah,
if this nigga gets some Lululemon sweatpants for Christmas and I don't,
yeah,
it's gonna be a problem, bro. That's my son. I don't give a fuck.
I don't care.
I like sweatpants.
That boy's supposed to be working. He 12. Working.
Work. Put that boy at Kroger bagging groceries.
If
they
he
need
was
him.
With me, like I told you, I can get him right.
And it's gonna be because what's gonna happen is we're gonna get arguing.
Yeah,
and it's gonna come out like, that's your problem. You too soft on that boy. Ooh. And then there's an issue. That's what I'm saying. That's I know in my heart I'm gonna do that. And I'm gonna
what did he say?
She said, that's not you know. You struck a nerve.
Hey, when y'all around, y'all getting, and y'all saying that we went into trouble, I said, hey, bro, I'm good.
What's that?
That nigga trust
me. Isn't that black dude on Twitter? Yeah, like,
what did he say?
What did he say?
Yo, you stupid, bro.
That's how they react to me. I'm like, oh, shit, I fucked up.
You hear that one comment? He said,
oh, he shit. He's like, oh shit, you bold, bro. We had brunch one time at Shaq, like, and that's why that nigga left you the first time.
I know that's why, let's go. I know it's gonna be funny because one of y'all gonna make a smart comment, and I know y'all reaction's gonna be y'all head gonna be under
while
the
table.
While we out.
You gonna make a smart ass come to your
she's
woman.
She's like, Chetty, why your head die? I said, Ryan, I can't look at Ryan right now. I cannot look at Ryan right now.
I said, what'd you drop? I said, I just dropped something.
Bro, but everybody's looking down. Yeah. Just like.
I can't look at Ryan right now.
What happened, bro?
That's gonna be funny.
Because you know, because you know that, that laugh,
it got frosty,
makes it 20 she times said, worse. She said, "Oh, this is funny."
Okay.
Now they taking up on all of us.
Yeah. She said, "She said it was okay." I said, "It's not okay."
I can see that happening where one of y'all talking crazy.
Especially, I feel like on trips,
and then you laugh. Now she teeing off on everybody.
Yeah, everybody.
Or it's like Darius said something slick. He in trouble, but I laugh. Yeah. My girl said, "Oh, it's funny."
No, it's funny. Come on.
Darius said,
"Well, I'm gonna deal with you." And say, "Shit,
yeah, shit." Now we all going home.
Yeah,
we all going home to a bad seat. Like we're not gonna have fun at home now.
Only in the chat.
Thanks, Darius.
Y'all in trouble too. Y'all in trouble too.
I didn't say nothing.
Yeah.
He said, I just laugh.
He said, "Man, it's quiet over here."
No, you think it's funny? It's okay.
Yeah, it's quiet over here.
Said, but you just at home. Man, you have to be mad too. Like, I ain't mad.
Niggas on the jet skis that afternoon. It's mad frosty. Just. Niggas, I have no fun.
Y'all wanted to get on the jet ski and mess around, and that's why Darius' girlfriend got hurt. And then you was laughing. I was getting on. He said, "Man, whatever, man."
What? It really ain't that deep. I said, "Ryan, just apologize. We can go to the cabana.
We can go to the dinner.
I want to get the pina coladas. You know, I've been looking at the pina coladas all day. Don't ruin this for me, Ryan."
Nah, bro. I'm just saying, bro. This shit bullshit, bro. Like,
come on, bro. Why can't I wear my ski mask on the ski on the boat? I said,
"Hey, speaking of pina coladas, I had a daiquiri the other day.
Nice.
Shit was kind of good.
Strawberry,
nice, bro.
Strawberry daiquiri.
Yeah.
And like, I mean, I didn't know what it was for real. I mean, I knew it was.
It was.
It's of the same family type.
Yeah, it's good though.
But it has like whipped cream with it."
Ooh.
So imagine like a, it's like a
dessert.
It's more sweet.
Yeah.
I'm like, let me try a daiquiri. I'm
like that, like
strawberry shortcake type shit.
Yeah, but it like
in a drink form.
It didn't taste like alcohol. I mean, a little bit, but it was like, it's kind of good.
All right,
see what it is. Very refreshing.
What is one out of pocket thing that y'all would do if the world was ending? And I know what came to y'all's mind, nasty ass nigga. I'm
just said, "Nigga like me."
This nigga like me, everybody that. He said, "I'm good gaming everybody."
Yeah. Can I tell you something? Like, this good, is the first game. Thing that came to mind, a nosy nigga in me. I just want to see like what my neighbor's house is like on the inside.
Oh,
start going to people's houses.
Go to their house. Not even trying to steal shit, but like, "Oh, okay, that's how I got this shit set up." Okay. Just walking in and out of niggas' houses, bro. Mm-hmm. No violence, no threat. But like, "Hey, the world ended in about an hour. We lived in each other for like 5 years. I just want to see what y'all garage look like." And I'll just go through their shit, bro. Like, "Oh, y'all really weird as fuck." That's all I would do, bro.
I don't know. I feel like I want to like take a car.
You gonna steal?
You Grand Theft? Like, of course you Grand Theft.
From like a dealership, though.
Yeah.
Are you gonna? Cool, I was gonna say you gonna pull somebody out the car.
Nah.
Man, here we.
But what is that?
Here we go again.
Somebody gonna pull me out the car.
He said, "Cause and effect."
Yeah.
I'm just starting.
You sitting at the light. He said, "This ride kind of cool." He said, "Get out there."
That's why I said, "Mark," because like I feel like if I do something bad, something just bad to me. Yeah. Like I'm too worried about that.
Yeah. So I just go to dealership.
Yeah.
Get
one of
them dealership. Get a fancy car, man. Like
he said, "Is that kind of test drive this?"
He just peel out. He said, "I want to run a credit check." I said, "Bro, the world ending."
Just give me.
He said, "Ain't no credit."
Check into the dealership and it's just loud as hell in there. I'm like, did he connect to the Bluetooth?
Man.
And then he's just in the car, like, in just trying all the vehicles doing donuts in there.
Yeah. Shaq driving the shit that's in the dealership.
In the dealership.
In the inside Shaq driving.
I don't know where he found the keys.
He said, "Sir, we got to do a credit."
That's what I would do.
No.
And just.
That'd be crazy. Fun. That would be fun.
Just whip that shit on 270, bro. Around, just speed bro. That shit, bro.
Yeah. Mine's kind of stupid, but it's just something I've always wanted to do. I always kind of just wanted to go in a grocery store and knock all the shit.
Ooh, like, you silly.
I've always wanted
that's
to do
a good
that.
One,
so I feel like, you know, like spaghetti sauce. Bro, I want to see the chaos, bro. Ah. I just want to destroy some shit. And I feel like that knocking the shelves over. Like,
good afterward. You feel so released. You'd be like, "I can die at peace now. I feel like I let a lot out."
That's a lot of spaghetti. Yeah. So I think that's what I would want
to
do.
Or even like I go to like a Cheryl's cookies or like a Cinnabon in the mall, just take some from the rack. Just like go in and just take it.
Go to a Krispy Kreme.
It's just so you gotta pay for that.
Like I'm in the mall, just take a Cinnabon and I'm walking around the mall just looking at shit, like taking clothes. Like that'd be fun. Just like a nice relaxing like world's ending, bro. Like
it's very chaotic.
Yeah, I don't want
to know. What if the world was ending, but everyone was like very cordial as far as doing their crimes?
Damn, like everybody.
He said, "Excuse me, sir. Yeah. I'm actually just gonna go ahead and take this."
Years,
go
ahead. The world was ending, so nobody's even stressed out. We're like, but we knew this 5 years ago. We all knew today was
that'd be kind of cool. Yeah,
let's chill. It's probably a big ass party.
Yeah.
He said he's being real cordial about it.
Yeah,
he said, "Actually, man, I'm just really just trying to run this shit over all these flowers." Oh yeah, but go ahead,
do that.
Because what are you gonna be mad about? You gonna run over my flowers? I'm gonna die.
We die
in an hour. I'm dying. Why would I care? That's what I'm saying. Like if I go to a dealership, it's like, what are you trying to sell me? Anything? Give
me
the
key,
car, bro. Like this is done.
So you robbing me? It's like I'm not robbing. I'm just taking the car.
Sir, I can't give you that.
Just give me the key.
There's no more Toyota. This is done, bro. Like give me the food. It's like, well, that's $350.
Money's done, bro.
Yeah. Like, stop. Money does not exist anymore.
He said, Gartner's right. It's a social construct.
Give me this going, bro. Just give me this going.
He said, bro, it's just.
First off, bro, I don't know why you're working right now. It's crazy you at work today. He said, I mean,
part of me would like to become a hero. Like a vigilante. This is when you would be a vigilante.
This is a good time to do it.
It's like somebody trying to beat somebody up. You say, hey, hey. Yeah. What's going over there?
The world in it, bro. All right.
Yeah. I'm taking a golf cart on the interstate.
That's a good one.
But like one of the ones that like the ones 70 are, ones that go crazy across. Like
yeah, the real high.
Yeah. And I'll go chill up there and probably eat breakfast or something.
That'd be cool on them real high.
Yeah, and just like walk just on the highway, even though it's like mad dangerous, dude. I'm just like, I'm not supposed to be here, but like, this is as cool to be.
It's very vast.
Yeah. I hope y'all not on the interstate going crazy, though.
Hey, but Shaq on the interstate with his stolen car, like,
it's like going on the interstate, but like,
hear me driving by
every 5 minutes. Shaq,
there shouldn't be traffic on the last day. That's all I'm saying. Like,
nah,
if there is traffic, I'm gonna be living.
Y'all should have been where y'all should have got.
Yes,
y'all should have
been. Do not be driving, like, y'all, there just shouldn't be traffic.
Yeah. I'd probably go to like a tall building and just like throw shit off it. Like fruits and vegetables. He's like downtown, I find a real ass
pizza ravioli.
Just tossing tomatoes. Just want to see what happens. Just to see if I can hit niggas on the ground. That's always been it. Like that episode where it's like people drop eggs from tall buildings and hit people always makes me laugh.
Bro.
I love that kind of shit. Yeah, so I just better be like, what you doing? I just want to drop shit. Say, we only got 5 minutes. I say, yeah, that's cool, bro.
Yeah.
I'll die up here dropping shit, bro.
And I unfortunately, the kind of a like, I would grab a dodgeball machine or something, and like I'm probably going down High Street just pegging.
Get a
people
jug
there.
Machine, bro.
I have one on the car. Like,
doop, doop. Yeah, just two.
Yeah. Hey, you got a van? Like somebody just opened the door.
Yeah, very like Saints Row-ish.
Yep. Yeah, that's
like one of the tennis ball things. You got like you can shoot them tennis balls, bro.
Anything Fantasy Factory, I'm about to
have fun. Because it's like, who cares, bro? What else are we doing today, bro?
I know who Channing's hitting first. He's like, I'm getting all them bikers.
Oh, bro, right in the front tire. I see on a bike, bro. First and foremost, I'm fucking up the bike lane. That's the first thing I did. I did that. At 6 o'clock in the morning, bro. I covered all bike lanes with cars. Bro.
Yeah.
I said, no more bikers.
No more bikes.
And I'm kicking the front of them tires. He said, y'all not going anywhere.
All them lime scooters are classic tires, too.
Hey, silly. Y'all not doing no. Yeah.
I go nowhere, bro.
Nowhere, bro.
Nowhere. Yeah. But yeah, if I see you on that, that's hit silly. With tomato.
Oh, yeah. I could. We definitely
I think,
got
I, think I would go into restaurants and like get freaky with the food.
Yeah.
In the back. You just walk in the back. He said, sir, you don't work here. He said, neither do you.
That's the last of our fucking truffle garlic.
He said, he just ladled some Alfredo on top of marinara.
You think you're grabbing the plate though still? Like you think your manners are still intact?
I think I would still be like, okay, but it's like, what do you have back here?
Like I'm going to Bakersfield and making the craziest taco bowl they got. Yeah. I'm like, what do you
have? Are you using like his hands you're kind of putting together last
minute? I'm not washing my hands, but I might get some hand sanitizer if I see it.
Yeah.
I'm like,
okay, right, here you go. Boom. It's all right.
But it's like,
I'm here, got to go.
If I put my hands in this corn salsa, the world's ending. So like, y'all be all right, bro. Like tough. Like
any judgers will get hit with a dodgeball as well.
Like, bro, stop.
He said, don't be a judger, bro.
Yeah. When you walk out the restaurant, he's like, last thing on earth, you choose to spin it this way. Yeah. Dodgeball to the cranium.
Yeah, bro.
Get out of my face.
Like I'm getting something from Bakersfield, taking that food across the street to Pine House, getting something else, and then eating it in Pine House. Like, I'm getting disgusting.
Getting the fries from
Pine
House.
I'm getting nasty. Bro.
Oh, yeah.
I'm taking like full silverware into all a different restaurant, bro.
I don't know. I think I would turn into a drunk.
Yeah.
I feel like I kind of have to.
There's too much alcohol.
There's definitely a party I'm going to where I'm getting crazy, bro.
I am Robin DeSanto since I spent like almost $400 there one night. I'm like, I need that back.
I'm taking a bottle. I'm taking a bottle off something.
I'm taking somebody's touch
tube. Like I'm going to a bar.
You're just taking the whole machine? You say, I'm going to unlock this.
Where are you going?
Barbershop when they took the ATM.
When they took the ATM, bro.
Niggas just got a dolly. I said, where are you going?
You know that bike rack next to local?
Yeah.
That shit getting opened up too. I'm like, hey, got to get some transportation. Just want to ride this shit. Don't really need it, throw in the road.
Oh yeah, but that bike stuff. Hey,
you really are just leaving stuff out in the city.
You're like a child. Yeah, you're just like,
you don't really need it, throw it in the road.
About how many things you started and you're stopping. You're like, oh, I'm gonna go ahead and whatever. Let's
it's like, I'll go to Donato's or like something like freak of pizza, bro.
Yeah.
Like,
oh yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But yeah, like, get so filthy with it. Be like, I'm gonna go to Del Mar, get some of they fish, put that on this pizza. Like, and it's like, what else? I feel like the whole oven is gigantic too. I mean, like this big.
Yep, and I'm putting something freaky in the bowling balls. Not like something's glue, because I know y'all going bowling on your last day on earth. I know y'all. Crazy. I know y'all doing.
Also, I'm going to Topgolf, and I'm like cranking.
Oh, you silly!
I'm cranking. Silly.
Yeah,
I'm like.
I would love to go to.
I'm like going into the range. Down part two. The part you're not supposed to. Any place I go where like you're not allowed to go in there.
I'm going there.
I'm going there 2 days. You
see,
2 days.
You see Channing going like this? He just 180. Like, hey, what you doing, bro? And I think crazy.
Bro, I'm playing football in that bitch. I'm like, hey.
It's tossing that.
You on the thing down there? Bro. Just jumping in the bling.
I said, try and hit me, bro. Try and hit me.
Try and hit me.
Yeah, bro.
So he said, hey, she cheating, bro. Go in the blue net.
Any like paintball? I'm getting a paintball gun. Oh, Aaron, my bitch. Gosh. I'm just having fun. I'm going through Easton having a paintball gun, bro. I said, at 3 o'clock, we have a paintball 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. Every man for himself in Easton, bro. We need to get tactical.
I was going to say, still a plane, but that don't end well.
That's not you playing too good.
No risk that, bro.
That don't end well.
Hey, you see a plane just going down High Street, like grazing it?
Bro, it's hitting the
not even, bro. You see a plane coming to High Street, you see Garf jump out with a parachute. I
said, hey, bro.
So what you doing, Garf?
He said, I had to save these people, man.
I would love to drive a plane, though.
Oh, hey, Garf.
Just drive it through the streets.
Drive it.
And are you on 71 just like,
hey, bro, niggas having that paintball. I said, where's Shaq at? I said,
Garth
put up in a plane.
Trying shit, he ain't supposed to be driving.
He said, where can I park my plane? I said, come on, nowhere. Bro. There's nowhere just to park the plane.
Garth would hate me, but unfortunately, like, he'd be like, oh shit, like, where you guys want to go? He'd be trying to drive his Tesla. I'm like, bowling ball. I'm like, we were going to drive and do something. I'm like, I don't know why I did that.
Real Joker shit. We're walking. Shit, bro, it's real Joker shit. Yeah. Real chaos.
Real Joker shit.
Like, I just want to see the world burn, bro. Like, why not, bro? Just say,
would y'all like hit up somebody, or like, I think I've talked, like, I'll hit up like celebrities and stuff.
I'm probably doing that though, probably the week beforehand, because I feel like I need more than a day to get my shit off. But like, if we know we dying on Sunday, that Sunday beforehand,
oh yeah, yeah,
anybody can get it. So by the time we get to last Sunday, I can like be like, okay, who's now?
In reverse to that, are you allowing anybody to get you though?
My body's getting used.
That's what you might as well let it happen.
Yeah, my body's
like,
getting used.
Bro. Think about, because like, yeah, I understand.
Why
like,
not?
For everybody who we might have desired, like, yeah,
somebody desires
to,
you.
Yeah.
And you'd be flattered by, oh, you was trying to,
oh, you was trying to get me for real?
Maybe hey, you'd be mad if the list, the lineup, you're like, huh.
You'd be like, with nobody texting.
But,
like,
but you have to understand, what if they have different
see,
plans?
Phone working? See,
what
I'm getting my text.
They have different plans, though.
Your phone not working?
You think it's not working?
Y'all not getting texts if people want to fuck you? No, I got my text.
Like, what if they plotted against you to get, like, they're like, like, we're here to, like, we want Channing. It's like, oh, yeah, cool. Like, he's like, oh, you know, you want me, blah, blah, second for show. They're like, no, you don't really have a choice here. Like,
oh, shit.
We're about to take you from the BLT. And you're like, where y'all taking him? Channing said,
he said, oh, please.
Shut down. Channing, don't do this.
Really carry it.
Don't fall for it, yeah.
Would y'all,
I have fun, though.
I would, like, take over someone, like, house, like, empty house. Mm-hmm. You a squatter?
Nah, but it's like, it's not his house no more. Empty mansions and shit, but yeah, it's my mansion.
Why would I want to stay at 120 King?
You're right.
Or I mean, we could stay at 120 King and like put shit in here to make it cool.
And we just court. we just taking the best shit from everybody else
and
stuff.
Put it in here. But, or we can go up to, you know, Olentangy River Road and
just walk in.
They left Florida a month ago.
They snowbirds.
Yeah, I'm pooping in the middle of Huntington Park.
This is a new HQ. This is just where we do everything.
Some other thing I'm doing, I'm going to, I don't know where they shoot 98.9 or 107.5, but I'm taking over.
Yeah, that's silly.
That's silly.
Niggas scared me, bro. Listen, wait. Hello. At Grandpa Chance Wins. What's up, baby? Yeah. I'm doing that. And then last thing I'm doing, I'm also going through a nice pyromaniac stage.
Like, you have to do that.
Nothing, like no one's house, but like I'm starting a big fire pit and just throwing shit in it just to see. But shit like you just never could do before, where it's like, yeah, bro, I found some like military grade fireworks.
Best Buy. I don't know what I'm doing
social,
there.
I'm gonna go up in Lincoln Social, set off some fireworks.
That's shit like that. Stink bomb's going crazy.
Yeah,
too.
Crazy. Like I'm going crazy.
Hey, y'all,
bro.
Some pranks.
Yes, okay.
I don't need a TV no more.
Huh?
I'm a TV.
You see, you throwing out your top window.
I don't need no TV.
I don't need no OLED.
No. Yeah. Niggas, but oh, I'm looting Best Buy. I'm stupid. You're thinking too small.
I don't need no OLED.
Open your brain, bro. Open your mind.
I don't need no OLED.
What's going to be on the TV?
Nothing.
I had to go to the radio station.
Yeah, bro. I'm just
on this TV. Yeah, bro.
I'm trying to start a fire on top of like truth, bro. I'm trying to start a fire at the Hilton, bro. I'm trying to start some crazy shit.
The only way I'm going to Best Buy, I'm like, what is the coolest gadget you have in here?
I said, give me all your drones.
All of it now.
Every drone you have, I need every drone.
Yeah.
I need every single one because I'm going to do some real cool shit. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, I'm not buying no TV. I'm not stealing no jewelry.
No,
bro. Like, I'm doing flashy some fun shit.
Yeah, I'm going to go to the jewelry store. I'm going to go to check the jewelry. And I'm going to take everything in up more.
I'm going to give me a nice bust down.
For what?
For what? For who?
I am dragging like construction stuff around the city too.
Cones?
For no fucking reason.
Yeah, you said an excavator?
I used to take cones in college.
I had some. Stop sliding shit.
I know you did.
Yeah, I know. He was just super. You just drunk. You wake up in the morning like,
why
you
guys?
You don't remember you took that stop sign off the ground?
So, oh, they need that, huh?
A lot of people at BG always have this in my house, too.
Yeah, it's college.
It's a college thing, brother.
It is.
I own this city.
Hey, man, you guys on the routine. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on IG at the BLTPOD. Fuck with the family over at RNC Radio for the podcast and these. But remember, not listening will always and forever be problematic as fuck.